Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the federal health care reform law, which is critical to improving access to quality, affordable health care for people with cancer and their families. The ruling is a victory for cancer patients and survivors nationwide, who for decades have been denied health coverage, charged far more than they can afford for life-saving care, and forced to spend their life savings on necessary treatment simply because they had a pre-existing condition. In New York, nearly 3 million people are uninsured. In Albany County, for example, an estimated 25,000 residents lack health insurance. Lack of health coverage means a serious illness can be financially catastrophic and potentially deadly. Almost half of uninsured women in New York between the ages of 40 and 64 did not have a mammogram in the past 2 years, compared to about a quarter of those who did have health insurance. Nearly 75% of uninsured adults in New York between the ages of 50 and 64 have not had a colonoscopy, compared to about half of those who did have health insurance. About 2 in 5 uninsured adults in New York reported that they were unable to see a doctor in the last 12 months when they needed care because they couldn't afford it. With help from the Affordable Care Act, the federal health care law, more New Yorkers will have access to and use these life-saving tests. The decision ensures implementation of critical patient protections, including those that prohibit insurance companies from denying coverage to people with a pre-existing condition, such as cancer, require insurers to provide people with cancer and others with easy-to-understand summaries about their coverage, and require health plans in the individual market to offer essential benefits needed to prevent and treat a serious condition, such as cancer. The ruling also preserves other vital provisions that have already expanded access by offering proven preventive services such as mammograms and colonoscopies at no cost to patients, eliminating arbitrary dollar limits on coverage that can suddenly terminate care for people with serious illnesses, prohibiting insurance companies from unfairly revoking coverage when a person receives a diagnosis, and creating online marketplaces, also known as health exchanges, in every state where patients can easily compare quality health plans and choose the one that's best for them. New York policymakers must move forward to meet the deadlines in the federal law of having virtually all eligible people covered by health insurance by January 1, 2014. Two decisions need to be made very soon. The first is, the health insurance exchange is the marketplace where the uninsured and small businesses will purchase their health insurance. Governor Cuomo uses executive powers to create that exchange. Lawmakers must act quickly to give the exchange the resources and the power to aggressively bargain with insurers to secure affordable and consumer-friendly plans and to establish a self-financing mechanism. And second, consumers using the insurance marketplace in the exchange will choose among plans that offer at least an approved minimum benefits package. The decision on what plan is best is left up to the states. New York must choose its plan by the end of the summer. The federal law is not perfect, but it represents an improvement in the ability of patients to access life-saving care. New Yorkers must monitor implementation of the law to ensure that it meets the needs of all patients and allows them to focus on what's most important, getting well. That's all for now. Be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.